And happening beginning tomorrow, well, tomorrow and Saturday, Riddle Sada's Jubilee. Bob Chaney and one of the people making it happen. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about Riddle Sada's Jubilee. What is it all about?
Oh, it's about drawing the community together and having a celebration of the little town there. You know, only about 1,000 people there, but it swells on Saturday to about twice that. So there's a lot of happenings going on.
Well, and it's a two-day event, right?
Yes, it's starting to be a two-day event again. It's been a one-day event for the last couple of years.
So what all is happening on Friday?
On Friday, there is a farmer's market that's starting this year. And they're putting the axe throw on the high school lawn. Well, a good place for an axe throw, I guess, is the high school. But it'll be on the high school lawn in the evening.
And then you roll into Saturday. What takes place then?
Saturday is the big day. It starts off with a community breakfast, donations only. But the First Baptist Church there in town puts on a wonderful breakfast. Come enjoy pancakes and eggs and sausage and all kinds of good stuff. And then parade happens at 11 o'clock down Main Street. And there's kid games all day. There's a couple raffles. There's a quilt raffle and a rifle raffle. And everything leads up into the evening at 10 o'clock over at Green Diamond. They shoot off the fireworks, which lasts for about 15 minutes. It's the first fireworks show of the summer, and it's a great show.
So about the parade, what kind of entries are you looking for?
Oh, anything and everything. I've been involved with this committee for the last 3 years and doing the announcing for the parade, and there could be anything from a little kid on a little bicycle to great big log trucks, you name it, it's there.
And the car show, what do you normally get in the car show?
Oh, the car show has been growing over the last couple of years. It's on the in the parking lot at the high school, and we have a variety of stuff from rat rods to classic Corvettes to beautiful antique trucks, Model Ts, and all the way up to the hot rod. Like the 69 Nova or something like that. So it's a myriad of different cars that are available there to look at.
Now, I see you've got something called the Little Mr. and Miss Firecracker Contest. What is that?
Well, that is something that, Sawdust Jubilee used to be tied to 4th of July, and that kind of came from that, where we have a little competition. It used to be a muscle competition and a dress competition, but anymore it's just dress your child up. They're under 3 years old, and dress them up 3 to 5, and then all kinds of different things. And then they have a panel of judges who selects one of those young boys and young girls to be the and they get to ride in the parade, in a car in the parade with mom and dad if they want, or by themselves, whichever works for them.
Wow. Now, you've got vendor booths starting at 10, and that's on Main Street, right?
Yes. All of our booths are on Main Street, except for in the evening, starting at 7 o'clock up at the elementary school, which is the Riddle High School softball diamond up there. They'll be doing concessions out of that, along with some DJ music up there as well. And there'll be prime seating up there for the fireworks.
And the fireworks are at 10, right?
Yes.
So are there things people ought to know about the Sawdust Jubilee?
It's been around since 1955. It's one of the oldest in the area. Not much is known up until about 1983. And that's when they really started getting going, and it kind of got tied into 4th of July. It wasn't originally supposed to be tied to 4th of July, but that somehow got tied to 4th of July. And for many years, up until about 2015, it was tied to 4th of July.
Now you do it like a week early.
Yeah. It's more a celebration of the town and a celebration originally of the mining and timber industry there in the area that has been the where most of the people in the town have worked over the years.
So if people want to find out more about it, where do they go?
They can go to our Facebook page, which is just plug in Riddle Sawdust Jubilee, and it'll come up. You know, there's lots of good stuff there, and we hope to see you there.
All right. Bob Chaney from the Riddle Sawdust Jubilee, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:36 at the morning report.